Members of the Belleville Police Service Drug Unit, Emergency Response Team, and OPP officers with Project Long Arm conducted three controlled drug substance search warrants on Sunday night in Belleville. As a result, 56-year-old Richard Bellis of Belleville was arrested, charged, and held for a bail hearing, which will be on Thursday. Police found 5.5 pounds of marijuana with an estimated street value of about $50,000, 15 grams of hashish, some OxyContin, and they also seized around $100,000 of miscellaneous cash, along with multiple long guns, including a shotgun and a .22 caliber. A 37-year-old Belleville man was arrested and charged with one count of assault yesterday around 4 p.m. Police were called to a home in Thurlow Ward for a reported domestic disturbance. The victim had minor injuries and the man has a bail hearing set for today. Around 6:30 last night, police received numerous calls about a man causing a disturbance on Bridge Street West. 56-year-old Belleville man was arrested for public intoxication. A small amount of marijuana was also seized. And about an hour after that, police responded to a single vehicle rollover on Hoskins Road, south of Latta Drive. The driver had reportedly been trapped inside and freed by a passerby. The driver was treated for minor injuries and released, but his pickup truck was destroyed. An accident investigation is ongoing. The trial of the man accused of killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford will be in the defense's hands today. Allison Jones has the details.
The Crown wrapped up its case against Michael Rafferty last week, and today it's expected to be revealed whether Rafferty himself will take the stand. It's alleged that Rafferty and girlfriend Terry Lynn McClintock kidnapped Tori outside her school in Woodstock, Ontario on April 8, 2009. The trial has heard conflicting evidence from McClintock, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago, as she previously said Rafferty killed Tori, but now says it was her. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, London, Ontario.
And brace yourself for an electrifying hydro bill. Today is the day Ontario residents start paying more for their electricity. A typical household that uses 800 kilowatt hours a month will see the electricity line on its hydro bill go up nearly $6. Those with smart meters or time of use pricing will see their bill go up about $4. The head of Ontario Energy Association says electricity rates will continue to rise due to many factors such as inflation and investments. Community and activist groups are planning a series of rallies and marches in Canadian centres to mark International Workers' Day today.
A coalition of groups is planning an anti-austerity protest march on Prime Minister Stephen Harper, Ottawa. In Toronto, the main event starts with a rally at City Hall. Members of Occupy Toronto say they're also planning an undisclosed reoccupation site, which they plan to take over for 24 hours. Among other causes, organizers say they want to show respect for Aboriginal sovereignty, urge more public services, and push for an end to corporate. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Conrad Black's time behind bars in a Florida prison is nearing an end. The disgraced Canadian-born media baron finishes his 3.5-year sentence on Friday. Black has suggested he would like to return to Toronto when he's released, but immigration experts say it's anyone's guess whether he'll be able to do that. Black renounced his Canadian citizenship more than a decade ago to become a British lord and has since become a convicted criminal. Immigration lawyer Joel Sandiluk says Black's record makes him inadmissible for permanent residency in Canada, which he needs to get before reapplying for citizenship. The number of suicides in the Canadian military rose last year as soldiers returned home from the battlefields of Afghanistan. Canadian Press reporter Stefan Leavitz says, according to government statistics, 19 men and one woman died by suicide in the Canadian forces in 2011, up from 12 deaths in 2010.
The department cautions against reading too much into the statistics, saying there's no proof they signal an upward trend. But according to the military, 187 soldiers have committed suicide since 1996. That's more than the number of soldiers killed during the 10 years Canada spent fighting the war in Afghanistan. Of the 158 soldiers who died there, at least three are believed to have committed suicide.
While the rate of suicide among serving soldiers is less than the general population, a study done by the military did find that former soldiers have a higher risk of suicide than average Canadians. The raid that killed Osama bin Laden began a year ago today. Sagar Magani has the story.
A year later, former CIA analyst Bruce Rydell says the effect has been clear.
Al-Qaeda's core has been devastated.
U.S. counterterrorism forces have killed roughly half of al-Qaeda's top 20 leaders since the raid. But the German Marshall Fund's Mark Jacobson says the danger remains elsewhere.
Al-Qaeda's ideology has really spawned sort of copycat groups in many places
who are hitting Western targets and U.S. allies overseas and may try to carry out a big 9/11 style attack as payback for bin Laden. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Authorities say 103 bodies have been fished out of a river so far after a packed ferry boat capsized in northeast India. Nirmala George reports weather was an issue when the boat capsized.
There was wind and a lot of rain. It was pouring rain. So even after the ferry capsized, rescue efforts were hampered by the bad weather.
The rescue and recovery mission continues this morning. U.S. Secret Service agents will be getting ethics training following a prostitution scandal in Colombia. About 100 agents will take part in 2 days of training this week near Washington. The Secret Service has also announced new conduct rules for its agents, including prohibiting them from drinking excessively or bringing foreigners into their hotel rooms. That's 91X News to 806. Sports and weather are next after this.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids. And then there's conservation camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434 or visit quinteconservation.ca.
91X Sports. In the NHL, Alex Ovechkin finally made his presence felt during the playoffs. Ovechkin scored the winning goal as the Washington Capitals edged the New York Rangers 3-2. They evened their Eastern Conference semifinal at a game apiece. The Capitals blew a 2-0 lead before Ovechkin's power play goal snapped a 2-2 tie with just 7.5 minutes remaining in the game. Ovechkin had been quiet so far in the playoffs, with limited ice time and collecting just 2 goals and 5 points through the first 8 games. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Kings embarrassed St. Louis right from the opening faceoff. They're returning home with a 2-0 lead in their Western Conference semifinal. Mike Richards scored 31 seconds in, and Andrei Kopitar got his 2nd goal of the opening period with 17 seconds left. The final score to make it 4-0 as the Kings whipped St. Louis with a final score of 5-2. The Kings sat on their lead and took just 5 shots over the last 2 periods. On the hardwood, New York Knicks forward Amar Stoudemire needed treatment after cutting his left hand shortly after Miami beat the Knicks 104-94. They take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference quarterfinal. At least one teammate says the cut is bad enough to keep him out of Game 3 on Thursday. Stoudemire declined to comment on how he damaged his hand, but the glass portion of a fire extinguisher near the Knicks' dressing room had to be replaced. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder clawed out a 102-99 victory over the NBA defending champion Dallas Mavericks, and Indiana and Orlando are tied at a game apiece after Indiana defeated the Magic 93-78. At the Roger Clemens perjury trial, his lawyer questioned the validity of a 2008 congressional hearing on the use of steroids. Ed Donahue has the story.
The jury heard snippets of Clemens' testimony at the hearing.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Clemens' attorney, Rusty Hardin, said the hearing was nothing more than a show trial and shouldn't have taken place. Meantime, Judge Reggie Walton appears to be on the verge of deciding whether the government can broaden its case by bringing in witnesses like former Clemens teammate Chuck Knobloch. He has admitted using human growth hormone. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And on the MLB, Yu Darvish came as advertised. The Texas Rangers' big off-season acquisition from Japan held Toronto to a run on 4 hits and struck out 9 in 7 innings in a 4-1 victory over the Blue Jays. Darvish is 4-0. His lone hiccup against the Jays was a home run by Edwin Encarnacion, who has had 4 games in a row where he has had a home run. And British Doctors Group is letting off some steam over the exclusive food and drink sponsors of the upcoming London Olympics, namely McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Heineken. The Academy of Royal Medical Colleges says it's sad that an event celebrating the best of fitness and athletic achievements is sponsored by companies that contribute to obesity and unhealthy habits. Looking at the forecast today, a few showers ending early this morning and cloudy with a 40% chance of some more rain coming on later. a high of 18 degrees for tonight, clearing towards the evening, and a low of plus 5 for tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the evening and a high of 17 degrees. And for Thursday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 19. At 8:10, it's 9 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankoma with 91X News. We are on the air and online. Go to 91X.fm. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.